This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Hey, it's my pleasure to welcome David Wolf to the show, otherwise known as Avocado, or David Avocado. And he is the co-founder of thebestdayever.com, founder and president of the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation, spokesperson and longevity and nutrition expert, and the co-developer, I think, although I'll let him speak to that, of NutriBullet. That's a product you've probably heard of. He's host of Longevity Conference and author of Longevity Now, a comprehensive approach to healthy hormones, detoxification, super immunity, reversing calcification, and total rejuvenation. Alvo, what do I call you? Avocado? I mean, I don't know what to call you. Avo, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. I go by Avocado, so all my friends call me Avocado and have for 20 years. So when somebody says David, I don't really catch it all the time. So you can call me Avo, that's fine, or Avocado.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right, well, hey, so you're into a lot of cool stuff. You know, I love your namesake. I eat about two of those per day. I think they are a real superfood. And also, they taste great. So that's good, good stuff. Well, tell me, what are you working on mostly now? I mean, we've got a lot of areas to cover in the field of longevity sciences, but like, what's your main thing nowadays?
I was into coaching and training and retreats and leading groups for the better part of 20 years. And then what happened was is that I started a project with the Magic Bullet crew in Los Angeles to develop the NutriBullet blender. And so that has now become the main part of my life over the last 5 years. And it's just been an incredible success. I mean, it's probably the number one selling appliance in America at this point. We've sold millions of blenders, and it's just incredible because we've gotten the power of this machine down to the point where what would normally cost $500 is now costing $100 for that power and that incredible cyclonic action. You know, it creates like a miniature vortex in there, which it completely emulsifies and breaks down all kinds of things that you normally don't blend, like kale. But with the NutriBullet, you can blast that stuff down and liquefy kale, and you're not chewing through it. It completely goes in.
All right. Well, listen, since I've got the man himself here on the show, I'm going to ask you some questions about that because I don't totally understand this. I used to have the cheaper version, the Magic Bullet, the kind of original version. I bought a NutriBullet for my massage therapist and friend for Christmas, actually. And, you know, I've thought about buying an expensive juicer, a Vitamix or the $500 different products out there. I used to have like Jack O'Lane's juicer years ago and stuff. Is there a difference? I mean, and which NutriBullet do I have to buy? Do I have to get a Pro 900 or the regular NutriBullet that's like $90, you know, or the $130? They're still both inexpensive.
Yeah, well, you named it. It's actually the Pro 900 is really a breakthrough because we're able to get that, like, a really significant amount of power, actually 900 watts of power, into that small little space. And it's a sealed system, so it creates a really intense vortex inside that system. And what it allows you to do is be able to liquefy things, even like wheatgrass. I mean, that 900 blender will blast and completely liquefy wheatgrass, which for normally when I'm on TV, I'm selling them for between 100 and 120 bucks. That's incredible. I mean, I've seen.
Can you put the nut of the avocado in it?
If you want to, absolutely.
It'll liquefy that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Because that's really good for you, isn't it? To actually eat the nut, right?
Yeah, well, it's become more and more popular. That's
for
sure.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it lately. Yeah. No, you're not saying it's good to do that, even though you are Mr. Avocado yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt you to do it here and there, but there's pretty powerful enzyme inhibitors in the nut of the avocado. So it's one of those things, if you did it here and there, it's nutritious, but too much, it'll kind of overwhelm your body's digestive capacity.
Too much of a good thing is not good. Okay, yeah, good. Okay. All right, good to know. So yeah, the 900 is the one to get. So how many watts is it's wattage then? That's what the 900 is all about, right?
Yeah, so it's going to have a tremendous torque. So what that means is it's going to drive those blades at about 22,000 RPM. And nothing can really escape. So that's what I love about it is you can take your vegetables, which you normally would think, there's no way I'm throwing that in a smoothie, and literally just liquefy them right in there with your fruits. If you know, I love, for example, kale and beets. And when you blast them in a NutriBullet, it's just wonderful because you can really get all of that nutrition power.
And the other one is a 600 watt, just for comparison for the listener. So it's a third more powerful. Yeah, that's good. Okay, cool.
And the 900's great, but the 600's great. The 900's just that thing that happened over the last couple of years where we realized, wow, we can actually, I think we've got a really incredible machine there, like one that'll last for, it'll be around 40 years from now, that's for sure.
Yeah, cool. Good stuff. I want to talk first. We'll talk about some nutrition stuff today and all that kind of stuff, but I want to talk about sort of the bleeding edge of science here for a moment, if we could. And I want to talk about cell health, cellular health, and obviously nutrition plays a part in this, and stem cells and, some of this more out there stuff that is, we are on the verge of, well, we've really already had big breakthroughs, but we're on the verge of some more amazing breakthroughs. It's an amazing time to be alive, isn't it?
We're on the precipice of something very, very massive and very incredible. Basically, what's been discovered is that stem cells, which begin basically in your bone marrow, are not only the types of cells that can become other types of tissue, like connective tissue, but they also are governor cells. So that means that they govern areas of your body. So if you've had a long-standing dental injury, for example, you might have used up your stem cells in that area, and if you're not able to replenish due to age, you can start having dental damage, or your teeth start breaking down, for example. Once you replenish those stem cells, those kinds of problems like dental injuries will just self-repair. And I have experienced that personally, and it changed my life. I was in pain for about a year with a very old dental injury that had gotten worse and worse and worse over about 20 years. And after a year in pain, my first stem cell treatment, where they went into my bone marrow, extracted bone marrow juice from my hips, and then put that into my blood. And it stopped that problem in 5 days, and it has never come back.
Wow, that is amazing. So can we do this with everything? I mean, can we, repair aching joints or, knee injuries or, make our skin look 10 years younger by doing this? I mean, I haven't really heard about that becoming mainstream at all.
Well, the thing is these types of therapies have gotten, they've escaped from control. So, if the certain interests that are out there that don't want us to actually have the real tools are making this difficult, maybe in America, but you can get these kind of therapies done in Europe or in Mexico. So these are called cell-based longevity technologies, and they're not the whole picture, but man, are they an important part of the future. And for example, with my mom, you'd mentioned joints. My mom, crippling arthritis, in a wheelchair. My one treatment where they go into your bone marrow, they extract your bone marrow juice, and then put that into your blood. Very simple, very, very basic. It got her out of a wheelchair in one treatment.
Amazing. That's incredible. I mean, I want to say that these stories, they aren't believable. I mean, if they really happened, why wouldn't everybody know about this? I mean, this is like the sort of the conspiracy theories of, oh gosh, there's, anti-gravity technology and unlimited free energy out there. And, yet somehow the oil companies are keeping it from us. I mean, how can you keep that kind of stuff secret nowadays?
I think it's pretty, in this case, I don't think it's like, the oil industry has a long history of of knocking out the best and brightest, you know, in terms of competitors to their types of energy. But with the stem cell technologies, it's pretty new. I mean, it really is pretty new on the scene. It's really only been 15 years that this has been going on, and really only in a big way in the last 5 years. So it's just coming out right now. It's just kind of broken through.
And I guess the concern here would be that there are some potential, you know, very dangerous side effects of this kind of stuff. For example, all the research into the telomeres or telomeres or however we want to say it and pronounce it, you know, the end of our genes and you know, how this can be, these get shorter and they could be lengthened through supplementation with, say, TA65, which is a supplement I'm sure you're familiar with. It's rather expensive. You can buy it on Amazon. You know, there's some concern that could cause cancer or help cancers grow. So this, you know, playing around with stem cells is not exactly a free ride, is it? I mean, this is stuff has to be used with caution, right?
You have to have the right doctors and the right types of stem cells. So for example, you can section off stem cells from blood and concentrate them. You can concentrate stem cells from fat tissue. You can concentrate stem cells from dental tissue. You can concentrate stem cells from fetal, like umbilical cord tissue. But the most powerful for most of us, because we're not at the umbilical stage, you know, we're in our 40s or 50s or 60s, is going to be from our bone marrow. So you have to have the right doctors and the right insight and the right types of technology. So I am very fortunate, a very close friend of mine who's an amazing doctor, and one of the main guys behind TA65, interestingly and coincidentally, he basically took me aside. He said, you need to check this out, and basically kind of forced me to get my first stem cell therapy, which again is just my bone marrow juice injected into my blood. So they put a needle into your bone marrow, they extract juice out, and they just put it in your blood.
And that's painful, right?
It's painful, yeah. I had a local anesthetic. So, you know, it wasn't that painful for me, but if you didn't have an anesthetic, it'd be painful, but it's doable, totally doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So tell us more about the potential side effects, or did you kind of finish that?
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's done right, it's stem cells from your bone marrow. It's not like, you know, stem cells from a goat or, you know, whatever other stuff's going on out there. Then to me, it's extremely safe because it's just your own tissue injected back in. And basically, as we age, what's been discovered is there's a problem with the way that stem cells migrate out of the bone marrow and into our blood. It's an age-related calcification problem. And so what we're doing, if you're listening closely to what I'm saying, which we're basically bypassing that problem. We're just going right into the bone marrow, getting the juice out, and putting it right into the blood. So we kind of bypass the calcification component of aging that could be inhibiting the absorption of stem cells from our own bone marrow.
Okay, so what is calcification?
Calcification is an age-related condition that we know as heart disease, arthritis. Many different types of cancers are associated with calcification or hardening of the tissue. Most joint problems are associated with calcification, where we have a hardening of the tissue. Skin problems, psoriasis, eczema, are associated with a calcification of the skin tissue. So what's happening is that we're basically being turned into stone as we age. You know, depending on what the name of the disease is, it does have something in common. Like, what's a stroke and a heart attack have in common? They're both calcification conditions of one sort or another. So I started looking at this years ago and decided to write a book on it because it's a fascinating study, like what is actually behind calcification, which is, again, you know, that it's masqueraded as many different names of diseases, but ultimately they all have one thing in common, which is we start getting turned into calcium and iron, by the way. So we start excreting these minerals into our body. And can we prevent that? Can we allay that or delay that? And the answer is yes, we can. And that has an anti-aging effect.
If we're taking cells, you know, our own tissue and using it in another part of our body, I get the idea of bypassing something. You know, that doesn't sound too harmful. We're not injecting stem cells from a goat, for example. You know, it's our own stuff, right? So it sounds like it should be safe. But even moving our own stuff around to a different part of our body, you're bypassing a system. A lot of times I think, you know, that it's got to be that way for a reason. You know, if we have intelligent design, you know, we're circumventing it, right? Can that be without consequences? I don't know, but I just want to bring the question out there.
Yeah, I love that question. And basically, when people ask me that question, it's basically we have to look at what's happened to our parents' parents, and the people who came before us here on the planet.
They all died eventually.
Yeah, they did. And they died in a way that wasn't comfortable most of the time, whether it was like my mom. She would, for sure, if my mom did not have this treatment, she would be basically very difficult to deal with because she was in excruciating pain with arthritis every day, all day long. And now her pain is completely gone. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be suffering, and I definitely don't want my parents suffering. So that to me was like a real wake-up call to see what happened to her. It just snapped me into like, whoa, the solutions are here. Now, here's the point I want to bring up, and it's a phrase, and it's a phrase that goes around the natural healing world, but I want to give it truth and validity. And this is it. Our cure is within us. Our cure is within us. And I mean that in every metaphor of what that means and literally what that means. So that meaning in our bone marrow is our cure. Our body manufactures it. And it's a riddle to figure that out.
What else is on the in the exciting future of longevity sciences and health sciences, you know, that we're right on the precipice of? You know, you talked about the stem cells. That's an amazing thing. I mean, I guess maybe before I ask you that question, I should be asking you, where does one go to take advantage of this, or at least to explore it? You mentioned Europe and Mexico, but that's too general. I mean, is there a specific website our listeners should go to? I mean, your website, you know, if you have a certain post on that, you know, or something that maybe people can search and find that specific thing, please feel free to give out those resources.
Okay, cool. Well, the thing you want to search is autologous mesenchymal stem cells. So that's kind of a mouthful, but it'll come up, you know, if you punch it up on a search engine, it'll come up autologous mesenchymal stem cells, and then just start doing research on that because that's the type of treatment that I'm talking about. And then the actual organization that I work with is, it doesn't have a website. It's basically just a group of doctors that have gotten together and do these types of treatments, mostly for professional athletes or for like very famous people all over the world. But anybody can go there and anybody is welcome. So I can give you like the director of it, my friend Tony De La Maza, I can give you his phone number and anybody's welcome to call him if you want to. So let me just get up here on my phone here. And Tony's a wonderful guy, and he's, you know, he coordinated me down there, and we've become very good friends now because now I've taken my mom down there, my best friends. His number is 786-298-6477. 786-298-6477.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good stuff. That's a great resource. Thank you for sharing it. How do we know that if we're going, I mean, listen, I would be hesitant to go for any kind of medical procedure in Mexico. I'd feel more comfortable with Europe, depending on the country in Europe. But, you know, how do we know that these, you know, things are reputable? You know, Americans kind of love having the FDA seal of approval on these things. But again, I can pick a lot of bones with the FDA. You know, they have a huge share of problems. I mean, the kinds of drugs that are FDA approved that cause people to commit suicide, the SSRIs. I mean, watch the documentary RX Nation, I think it's called, if you want more on that, or listen to some of the other shows I've done on the topic. But, you know, they kind of think, look, it, you know, there's a certain sort of validity to that. But, you know, I got to tell you, the regulators in Europe seem to care more about people than the regulators in the United States, who seem to care more about money. You know, I don't know. It's just an impression.
I think you nailed it. I think that's what's going on with our regulatory agencies. They're controlled by the big money. Whereas,
yeah, I mean, the lobbyists have just bought out the country, whether it be in the financial services world, on Wall Street, for sure. You know, we know Wall Street is ripping off the public every chance they get. And with the FDA, with Monsanto and the rest, I don't know. It just seems like the EU is, they're up for sale too. I'm sure any political group is.
But you're right. They seem to be more humanistic, and I agree with you. And basically, the reason why I work out of Mexico is because The doctors, by the way, are both Mexican doctors and American doctors. It's a whole group of doctors, very famous doctors actually in Mexico, cardiologists in particular. And it's just an alliance of forces where this group out of Guadalajara and our other group down from Southern California, Orange County actually, have gotten together, and this has been about 15 years running, to really innovate these stem cell technologies to the point of where they are now, which is, the best therapies, again, I want to mention are the bone marrow technologies. But you can also use blood, you can also use fat cells, you can also use dental tissue and even umbilical cord tissue if you have it, if you have your own.
Didn't save my umbilical cord. I just didn't think I would need it at the time.
I know, it's a bummer. I know, it's when I think back, I'm like, ooh, that would be so nice to have now, because these stem cell technologies are indicating that if you have your umbilical cord, you're in luck. Because then you have your embryonic stem cells, which are that's the holy grail.
There's just so much here. It's so fascinating. It really is. Take us to another area of longevity or health studies, that you want to talk about, just anything. I mean, one of the things that I'm going to have Dr. Howard Murad on the show soon, and I just finished his book, on water and cellular water. And, I'm buying into his theory a lot that a large part of our health and longevity is and how we look is determined by how efficient and healthy our cells are at holding and processing water. That seems like a pretty logical thing to me. Do you believe in that?
For sure. I agree with that. I think that's it's so commonsensical, right? It's nature's solution to pollution is dilution, So
I like that.
water's key, and staying hydrated is key. And what I've found over the years in that area, which is interesting to me, is that basically the two most primary nutrients are, other than the breathing, but to ingest is actually water and sea salt. So you actually need, if you drink too much water, and we've all done this, you can actually get dehydrated. And if you eat too much salt, you can get dehydrated. So you actually need the right isotonic balance of water, and I always recommend sea salt, in order to be hydrated. And so I always recommend that people use a little bit of sea salt in their water in order to hydrate better.
Okay, so actually put it in the water, because if you drink too much water, you wash the salt out, and that's bad. So that's why you say we can become dehydrated. Say that statement again. The solution to pollution is hydration. Is that what you said?
Nature's solution to pollution is dilution.
Is dilution. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, good stuff. So the toxins won't build up too much. Do you like the Himalayan pink salt?
I like the Himalayan pink salt. I think that salt bed, first of all, that salt bed in Pakistan is a very interesting history, because the existence of it is above the Cambrian layer. Or I'm sorry, below the Cambrian layer. So these salt beds are believed to be excretions of life forms, that the ocean is salty because of life forms. But yet here is a salt bed that sits underneath the explosion of life, which apparently occurred in the Cambrian era. And this was never, ever rectified in any science. So basically what ended up happening is they basically said, well, there was some weird thing happened in that area, and all of a sudden this salt bed was flipped underneath the Cambrian layer, when in actuality that's just kind of an excuse. It indicates, that salt bed indicates, that life existed before the Cambrian explosion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. So the salt and the water, what about any other tips on cellular health?
First of all, nutrition is very, very important overall. So definitely hydration and nutrition are very key. So generally eating as little as possible. It's, make sure you get enough calories, make sure you get the right types of foods, but you don't want to overeat. Overeating is a major cause of aging. And then another key is you got to make sure that food's clean. So I recommend foods that are free of chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and all the other different suicides that are out there. So that means you've got to eat organic or better. I like to put that in there, because organic food is just kind of, it's good enough, but it's not quite the best ever of what's possible.
What's the better? What's the step above organic?
Biodynamic food, Rudolf Steiner style biodynamic grown food, home grown food, because it has your energy in it, your love in it. I would definitely say local and wild foods.
You're taking some quantum physics, new age element into that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's really true. If you grow your own tomatoes, you can detect it. you could detect, like, wait, there is something that's better here. It's a store-bought tomato will never taste like a homegrown tomato. And so that, to me, is that's the love.
Okay. But what's biodynamic? Explain that a little more to our listeners.
In the early 1920s, Rudolf Steiner, who's a very famous philosopher, developer of Waldorf education, he basically enunciated a system of farming that allows the food to capture more energy. He would call them astral energies. They're energies that come from the heavens down upon the earth, and then more telluric energies, which are energies that come from the inner earth and outward, so that we have more complete and full nutrition. Now, today we call that more minerals, more nutrients. You know, we have more clear names for it, but back then they didn't have quite the vocabulary. So it's basically a really cool strategy for making and creating more nutritious food.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I got to ask you a question, and hopefully you'll be willing to answer this one, you know, even name names if you are willing to. Tell us about, you know, any quackery that you see out there in this field. I mean, forever we have had snake oil salesmen, right? You know, are there any really just quack theories that you've come across? I'm sure there are, or quack, you know, ideas that you want to share.
Okay, cool. I think the biggest one.
I bet you never get a question like that.
I like that question. It's a really good question, and I think the biggest quack question or the biggest quack idea is that one diet fits all.
Hmm.
I think anybody who's promoting a single diet as being the ideal diet for humankind is not really thinking about humankind. They're thinking about themselves, their immediate peer group. The human body, the human experience, you know, the overall differences between us are so vast that we cannot say that. So whenever somebody says one is good for all, I just immediately go, that's going to be trouble. So we have to work with biochemical individuality. I think one of the key things is looking at statistically what is a major appropriate food for major populations. For example, when it comes to like soybean for about 40% of the population is very strongly estrogenic. Too estrogenic to be a major food in the food supply for everybody. In terms of population studies, you know, I'm going to bring us back to like the things that are more tried and tested for the large variety of the population, like chia seed. Chia seed is a very good food. It very, very rarely ever causes an allergic reaction or untoward reaction in anybody. And, you know, that's where we're kind of at in our understanding of diets. It's more about statistics and trends rather than right and wrong.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I'm glad you mentioned this whole estrogenic thing for a moment, because I wanted to ask you, I don't know where I was reading that. Maybe it was Murad's book. I'm not sure. But when it comes to skin health, and I think, by the way, there is a very legitimate psychosomatic side of longevity science, and that is not just feeling good, not just eating right, but it's sort of the which came first, the chicken or the egg, right? And nobody really knows the answer to that. But it's how you look determines how you feel too, right? And I think it was maybe Murad talked about how the estrogen hormone is what actually makes your skin look younger. Is that true? And then how do you balance that? Because I keep hearing commercials on the radio that, you know, every male should have higher testosterone. And are those mutually exclusive? Can you have both, high levels of both? And would that be good? I don't know. Thoughts on that?
When I wrote my book, Longevity Now, that was a big issue, was coming to a level of total understanding as much as I could based on the science of where we are now of hormones and their role. And I spent years and years studying it. And basically, certain types of estrogens are good for your skin and are anti-aging. Estriol, actually, which is a type of estrogen, really important, I would say, anabolic hormone, meaning it makes your skin supple, keeps you younger, very important for metabolism. But I would say the bigger ones for longevity would be, like, in a male, testosterone; in a woman, progesterone, although, you know, none of them ever stand alone.
See, yeah, because, like, testosterone gives you energy and makes you feel vital, right? And obviously there's a sexual component to it too. But just for energy and muscle mass and, you know, that's really good for you. And the difference in aging, like, you know, the common belief that women don't age as well. I'm wondering, you know, how do the hormones play into this?
They do play a major role. They're signaling agents. So they actually act epigenetically, which means they signal the cell membranes to do certain things and to react in certain ways. So, for example, let's say we had too much estradiol in our system, or, you know, a metabolite of estradiol in our system. And let's say we're in our mid-60s. That's not good, because that's going to cause our immune system to become lazy, and it cause our body to become lethargic. It signals those things to occur. But what can we do about it? Well, we change the ratio of that hormone to other hormones. So, for example, but like I'm a big fan of progesterone, and progesterone cream in particular is a protective hormonal nutrient. And that can actually displace or balance off, help us to balance off a very heavy estrogen dominant situation, which is affecting us due to synthetic hormones or fake estrogens being in the environment, age-related metabolites of estrogens, like forms of estradiol that can be in our body, and even food estrogens like soy that can have estrogenic effects. We need to balance that off with the anabolic hormones like testosterone, progesterone, DHEA, vitamin D3, which is a hormone. Thyroid hormone, by the way, is very anabolic, very protective. And so, you know, we now see there's two sides of the court. There's troubling estrogens and cortisol on one side, and then on the other side we have DHEA, testosterone, progesterone, vitamin D3, thyroid hormone, and the latest group that I just mentioned, that second group, has to be actually more influential on our metabolism than the cortisol and the toxic estrogens in order for us to be healthy and live a long time.
Yeah. So how do we know if we're balanced, and then, you know, supplement to get the balance right? You know, certainly a typical blood test at your doctor is not going to do it. Are there any programs you recommend? Or, you know, there are some great websites now that track this kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is becoming really, I love the quantified self movement, by the way, but a lot of this stuff is becoming a real, you know, pretty easy do-it-yourself kind of project. Of course, you can go for executive health screenings, and, you know, it's going to cost you $5,000. And I did one of them once. But there are some websites now where you just pay like a monthly fee, and you can go to, you know, a whole series of labs, or have a phlebotomist come over to your house and take your blood, and they track your whole situation. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I think that that's a really strong direction that we're heading in, which is being able to kind of self-identify what's going on for your particular metabolism, in particular hormonally. So for example, I like what ZRT Labs does, or ZRT Labs, depending on what country you're in. And they do a capillary test, which means that they send you a kit. So, you know, you order, it's a couple $100, you order a kit, and they send it to you, and then you poke your finger, and it's capillary test, and then you do 10 splotches, and then you send it back to them, and then they're gonna give you the results of where your hormones are at, your DHEA, your free testosterone, your progesterone, your, you know, estradiol, all of them, you know, estriol, estrones, and cortisol. And then you'll have a map. Then you start going, okay, here's where I am today. Then now I make the changes. So, for example, that's what I've written books on, is what do you do if your hormones look like X to get to Y, right? You know, how do you...
That's ZRT, right?
Uh-huh, ZRTlabs.com. And then you can kind of roadmap it once you know where you're at. I don't really recommend guessing. It's not really a good idea to guess, because, you know, if you have a really toxic estrogen metabolite in your system and you don't know about it, that can really be dangerous, because these things have been correlated to reproductive cancers. You know, so there's no question about that at this point.
It's really kind of like democratizing healthcare a lot of, and preventative healthcare, which is the most exciting part, where people can have these tools themselves, and they can, you know, kind of keep track a lot of this self. And, you know, some companies are even gamifying the whole thing. I mean, what a cool era in which we live, huh?
This is the positive side of everything. You know, there's so many different things we can focus on. A lot of it's negative, but there's way more positive that we can look into. And I think you're right onto it, is that we are in a complete breakthrough period in healthcare and preventative medicine. We've completely changed the landscape, and it's happening very rapidly. So we got to be very careful about the doom and gloom report, which is not really the truth.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Technology is really enabling all of this, and it's an amazing time to be alive. It really is. Well, give out your website and tell people where they can find more. If you've got a Twitter that you want to give out as well, please do that.
Okay, cool. I'm at davidwolf.com. So it's DavidWolfe. .com, and all my social media is there. But my biggest social media, where I'm having the most traction, is Facebook, actually. So I'm David Avocado Wolf on Facebook.
Good stuff. Well, any closing thoughts you want to share before you go, David?
You know, what's amazing is that we live in a time where we have so many different roads to go down this path towards health and longevity. So what I really recommend is pick the lowest hanging fruit. Go after those things that you can get a handle on first. Maybe it's drinking more water. Maybe it's nutrition. Maybe it's these kind of stem cell therapies, or just the things that make the most sense to you. And there's so many other different things. For example, making sure you get enough sunlight, making sure that you live in a non-toxic environment, making sure you have a supportive and loving relationships, and then build it up from there. So the way I really approach health is everybody is endowed. I love that word, endowed, with their own unique path towards longevity. And you just have to pick out what that is for you. Like, you have to really, it's really know thyself, find out internally, like, okay, what is it that I can really do here that's going to make a difference? And then just put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, good stuff. Excellent advice. David Avocado Wolf, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.